This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State students, faculty, and staff are finishing their sixth week of classes today. As the snows of February are melting, revealing the grass below, thoughts race ahead to spring, even summer, and next fall. When will in-person instruction be increased at Ball State and other universities, people may be asking. Joining us again this week is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It is good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. Indiana University's President Michael McRobbie announced Wednesday that instruction at IU statewide would be in person this fall, with operations returning to, quote, mostly normal, unquote. What do you think of that, and what, if anything, does that mean for Ball State?
Well, we are on that same trajectory, and I anticipate that we'll be making an announcement very shortly about our plans. And those plans will indicate that we anticipate that, like IU, we will have many, many more on-campus courses and on-campus in-person activities in the fall of 2021, that is, this August. Now, again, as you said a moment ago, it won't be identical to the level of activities, academic, co-curricular, that we had in fall of 2019. But it will be much closer to fall of 2019 than it was this past fall. And we're doing it for a variety of reasons. We know that our students value on-campus educational experiences, on-campus co-curricular activities, that commitment's reflected in our strategic plan. So these plans flow from that strategic plan. And as you know, Stan, you know, goal one articulates our continuing commitment to provide a premier on-campus residential experience for our undergraduate students. And I also know that our faculty and our staff, the reason they've chosen to pursue their careers at Ball State is because they take pride, they value in, they providing those experience. Now, of course, any plans that we announce soon will be subject to the conditions that are prevailing through the summer and as we anticipate the return of the students in August. But I'm increasingly optimistic that we're going to be able to fulfill this critical part of our mission. And if I can share, you know, the statistics on our campus and our community are suggesting that we're on that right trajectory. You know, a couple of weeks ago, our dashboard was showing that 29 students were presumed active and 6 employees. In Delaware County, the 7-day positivity rate 2 weeks ago when I was last with you was 7.1%, and in Indiana, it was 6.1%. And then as of yesterday evening, we've reduced the number of students who are presumed active. It's gone down to 27, and we only have one employee who's presumed active. But even more encouraging is the 7-day positivity rate in Delaware County is only 3.1%. In Indiana, it's 4.1%. Certainly, we can't let down our guard, but it gives us reasons to be optimistic that we'll be back almost to normal on campus in August.
Speaking of August, will Ball State students and faculty have a choice in the matter? That is, if some faculty still wish to teach online because of any number of reasons, would they still have the opportunity to do that?
Well, let me begin first with the students. You know, we will continue to provide, as we always do, a variety of options to our students in terms of their schedules and to their programs, whether it's on campus or online. With respect to faculty, as we make the transition from the current environment to that new normal, we'll continue to have faculty, as they always do, consult with and work with their department chairs and their deans to determine the time and modality of their courses. And I know our faculty understand that the key factor there has to be what is in the best interest of our students.
Will vaccinations be mandatory to return to campus this fall?
Well, as you may know, the issue of whether or not an employer can mandate a vaccine for its employees is a difficult one. And so what we're looking at, instead of trying to tackle that thorny question, and as you know, on a campus, you make a mandate like that, and sometimes you provoke resistance as opposed to cooperation and compliance. So we're looking at a variety of things. One is we're looking at making sure that vaccines are readily available to our faculty, staff, and students so that there's no excuse for them not being able to get access to one So we haven't made any final decisions yet, but I was encouraged, as I shared with you a few weeks ago, very high level of compliance among our students in terms of the pre-arrival testing requirement. And as you know, as you walk around campus every day, being outside in particular, our students, faculty, and staff are continuing to abide by the important guidelines, wearing masks and being physically distant. So I'm encouraged that if we make it available and we provide education and maybe some modest incentives, that we will see a very high level of compliance with vaccinations among every member of the university community.
What role will Ball State play in vaccinations here in the greater Muncie and Eastern Indiana communities?
We continue to work closely with our colleagues in the Delaware County Health Department in creating a vaccination site on our campus. This week, I authorized hiring two new part-time staff to assist the county in managing that process. We certainly will make our facilities and our support staff available. And if it's possible to use other expertise among our faculty, staff, and students, we stand ready to support the county. So don't have all of the details just yet, but I anticipate in the next few weeks we'll be closer to that announcement. And of course, all of it hinges upon the availability of the vaccine and complying with the state's guidelines for when people become eligible.
On the subject of testing, the university is offering a new rapid test for asymptomatic students and faculty and staff. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I'm encouraged that it's working. We had a one-day rise in positive tests yesterday on our dashboard. That was the product of this antigen testing. And while we would prefer not to see a little uptick like that, the reason I'm encouraged is it shows that students are taking advantage of this opportunity to have a rapid test, to get those results, if they're positive, to immediately go into isolation. So it's preventing the further spread of the virus in a way that we weren't able to do without that rapid antigen test in the fall. So we're going to be able to respond to a small surge in an isolated way much more quickly this semester.
Well, thanks for all of that information, President Jeff Mearns. We are out of time here in the Ball State Pandemic Update. Thanks for being with us again this week.
You're welcome, Stan. Be well.
Be well as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.